Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Keep standing. We are being led by Dennis Denton and the band. Hallelujah. Give them a big clap, will you? Praise God. Thank you, Dennis. That's awesome. We want you to continue in a few moments. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy to receive our praise and worship. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord Jesus Christ, we bow before you. We say, worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy to receive worship and honor, blessing and riches and might. Oh, we welcome the Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus and say, worthy is the Lamb of God. Awesome are you, Lord. Mighty are you, Lord. You are the King of kings, the Lord of lords. Let the King of glory come in. Yes, Lord. Come into our lives. Come to our church and abide here. Come to this city. Come to this region. Come to this nation, O Lord. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Woo! Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Woo! Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Say yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Now give him a big clap offering. We give you praise, Lord God. Woo! I'll tell you, I'm jacked up. I am jacked up. A few days ago, several days ago, we received the news of a little tiny baby that was in major crisis. And it looked like that baby may not be able to make it. Its little baby heart was failing. And we started praying here in this body. I told the family, I think the Lord is watching over this baby. And this baby has got destiny and purpose. I want to tell you that little heart failed again and again. And when he made through that particular phase, and then the doctors couldn't even go in for several days. And when they went in, they found the vessels barely attached. And we don't know how he made it, but by power of the name of Jesus and the power of prayer, that baby was making it so that they were able to go in and attach those vessels to that heart. And that tiny little heart has kept on beating. And I said, it's like a little lion heart. And he is doing good today, that baby. And I'm so proud of the Lord, and I'm so proud that little lion-hearted baby is making it. So say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen? Woo, yeah, give him another clap offering. We thank you. And I, before I share any more details. I may just let more of the family come and have an opportunity to share rather than me. But I just felt like I was so jacked up and inspired that the baby, I mean, we were literally seeing a major miracle over these last few days. And even today, I mean, we got that report just this afternoon. The baby was doing better and doing well and getting healed. And, they left his heart open. I mean, let the chest cavity open for any emergency. Now they're saying the heart is doing well, and they're going to be able to, when on tomorrow, put together the wound so they don't have to go back in. And it's so good. Yes, God is a good God. Thank you, Lord. We wanted to give him credit and thank him. It is important. You may be seated. And I really, that's one of the words. By the way, it's so great to see you. I have missed the watch. I have been gone for the last two weekends. The two weekends ago, Bonnie accompanied, but Armin and Cindy and a company of believers were there for the national inaugural breakfast at Trump Towers, right? Trump Tower Hotel, whatever you call it, Trump Hotel. Trump Hotels. And I'd made a commitment a year ago because Michael Nykam and I were, the year before I was supposed to go, but I said, the Singaporean pastors had already invited me to do this big Colosseum meetings where we had about 17, 18,000 people. Wow. 5,000 were from mainland China. So I said, I'm sorry I couldn't do you. I said, please come next year. So I was in Minnesota. Minnesota people, are you anybody from Minnesota? They're slightly addled in their brains. Partly because, I mean, with great affection, I love the people. I've been going there for 37 years. And but they hold their big conferences in the middle of winter when there are piles, always, it's guaranteed. In January, there are piles, mountains of snow everywhere. And they love it. They love it. They love ice. And they love it. It's so much fun. The lakes are frozen over. And we can go fishing. You want to go fishing, Pastor Mahesh? I said, are you crazy? But I promised I will go next year. But yeah, they're lovely. They always treat me right. That's why I'm just saying that. They hold their gathering. That's why I always tease them. I said, you crazy people. They love to get into meetings and all that. But we sell, I'll tell you, whenever I would have my book signings there in Minnesota, anyone here who doesn't have any of our books? Is there anybody? That you have one of our books at least. Is there one? There is one person who has missed one of the major treats of life. And I want one of our ushers to go and get her Only Love Can Make a Miracle to the bookstore. We'll sign it. What's your first name, honey? Marsha. Welcome, Marsha. Yes. You'll get a free book because you waved your hand. See, they could have all waved their hands and gotten free book, freebie, but they would have been lying. Anyway, whenever I sign my books, there's a book signing in Minnesota. It's like I'm sitting there at least 3 hours signing. They won't quit. It's like they've got nothing else to do but read. When it snows, they read. But it was a delight to see all my wonderful friends in Minnesota. So, and then last week I was in San Diego Because there's been a revival going on for about a year. This was the anniversary. There have been the revival meetings. And believe me, California needs that. And but I made the mistake. So I said, okay, after, on the Saturday morning meeting, I said, I'll sign books. And I sat there and sat there signing books. And I think there were phony people in the San Diego area. Because I did not get out till about 4 o'clock, 4:15. And I started around 12:30 or so. So it was good. It was good. But I had to be last weekend in San Diego. So we have been busy. It's not that we were relaxing. But I missed being here. And I missed being at the watch. And I felt like one of the words I was getting is that where we are at right now, God, and it's like we haven't seen anything yet. We are going to see, you are going to see, our families are going to see breakthroughs this year. And I felt like God is saying for us, you haven't seen anything yet. We're going to see breakthrough in souls and breakthrough for our cities, breakthrough for churches and breakthrough for our families and promotion glory and favor glory over our children or our children's children. But something is happening. Tell your neighbor, something is cooking. Amen. But part of that where God says, revive the watch. Revive the watch. Wow. We are going to revive the watch. And I would invite people who are watching us on the internet, phone friends. If they don't have a place to watch and pray, watch us on the live webcast. We are casting. We have people all across. I mean, there are people in Germany and we want to say hi to Anders and Gabby. I lose track. I've met so many people in so many foreign countries. And the Kellers there in Switzerland. But we have so many families and groups who meet together and watch us, the live webcast. So I want to say there is a revival glory coming for the church, for the watch. And we want more people agreeing in agreement. We want more to join us in watching and praying. If my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray. But he will hear us. He will forgive us. And he will heal our land. And this is, it's a very appropriate time. I'm so glad. Once again, I felt like it was very prophetic for us to be on this 40-day fast. It has been a challenging time, but it is an amazing breakthrough time. We still have how many more days? About
nine more
days. So if you have missed watching and, fasting and praying with us, take a day or two. Buy a V8. Package, maybe a package and a half. It'll last you for the 9 more days. You can do juice fasting. You can fast one day, water, or you can just don't eat meat for the next 9 days, however you want to watch. But watch for your family. Watch for the church. Watch for the nation. And let the glory give you breakthrough after breakthrough for this year. So we're in a process of just warfare and getting, there is no victory without battle.
Right.
So there will be some battle.
Yes.
All right? How many of you want the victory?
Yes.
All right. We want, say, I want the victory.
I want the victory.
I think angels are hearing us. The Lord has his ears open and he hears our cry. And he will give you the victory. He will give you the healing. There are several major healings that we are praying for. All right? And I want breakthrough. I want to hear more. I'll tell you, last April, during our Easter season, we had a special healing service. Remember that? And we had several situations that Friday night, we had a slew of stage 4 cancers healed, complete remission. I mean, overnight. We heard by the end of the week and in the 2 weeks, we had so many. I mean, it was substantial numbers that were healed and delivered. And it's by prayer, it's by watching, and it's by fasting. We will get the breakthrough. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we want to revive the watch. And if you will look at our internet, we put the watch focus each week the Lord gives us. But that's not the only thing. There are other things that we continue to watch and pray about. And it goes without saying that every week we pray for every member of this community, of this church. We pray for your children. We pray for our partners and their families. And then we pray for our city, for our region, for this state, for our nation. And we also pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray shalom upon Israel. So this, and we will set aside special watch focuses for our period of fasting. So I just wanted to read to you this week's watch focus, which says, bless Israel and be blessed. Tell your neighbor, bless Israel and be blessed. That's from Scripture, very summarized version. And we go on. As the Trump administration seriously considers moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, let us set aside time to bless Israel during the fast, remembering God's wonderful promise to Abraham. I will bless those who bless thee, Genesis 12, verse 3. God has also promised to prosper those who love Jerusalem, Psalm 122, 6. So he has promised. That's the word of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So there is a special kind of prosperity who comes over the people and over their family who will pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace means shalom, means wholeness. Part of the meaning of the word peace is not, we have given the meaning, it's, you know, kumbaya, my friends, peace, and it's not holding hands and singing songs only. It is wholeness and prosperity. So peace in Hebrew, shalom, and they will greet you in Israel. They don't say hello, they'll say shalom. And I like that. And that means wholeness and prosperity. Let us pray protection and prosperity for the land and people of Israel. In the last days of the Obama administration, America failed to veto a UN Security Council resolution that would result in a divided Jerusalem if it were carried out. Scripture says that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has given Jerusalem as the eternal capital of the Jewish people. And it's a special place. God says, you can take anything. You can have Bombay and London and New York and Miami and Moscow, but Jerusalem is my special possession. So if people mess with that, then they're messing with the God of Israel. If it were carried out, Scripture says that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has given Jerusalem as the capital of the Jewish people eternally. God will judge those who divide Jerusalem. That's from Zechariah. So those, I mean, it's been prophesied. They will try to divide Jerusalem and separate, try to separate it from the Jewish people. And God is saying, woe unto you. So let us pray for the peace and wholeness of Jerusalem, Israel's capital. Continue to put a prayer shield of protection of Israel and all its citizens. May that shield of protection and peace cover our land also, especially praying ongoing supernatural protection over our President Trump and Vice President Pence, their families, and the cabinet. Let us include a special prayer covering over newly nominated justice for the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch. As we pray for Israel, let us pray for restoration of peace for its neighbors such as Syria, Jordan, Iraq, and Iran. May the radical Islamic terror group ISIS be destroyed and its roots removed. May the God of Israel arise and his enemies be scattered. And then there are several scriptures that go along with that sentiment. So that is one of the things that we have prayed over during this fast, several watch focuses. And this is the week we pray for the peace and prosperity of Israel, its special protection. And as you bless Israel, that blessing will come upon us. So that's part of it is selfish. Hey, and if God wants to give us benefits, I want every benefit. So that benefit will come on us and our families and our nation. So may give a special shield of protection for our nation from all kinds of terror. Our families, our children, grandchildren, be safe. So Psalm 91, we have gone over that. We're going to take a special claim on Psalm 91 for us and our nation. So it's good. There are several things I feel like dark supernatural things that are trying to be activated. Therefore, it is very important. That's part of the reason God is saying, revive the watch. Watch and pray, Jesus said. Yeah. And that, again, that 2 Chronicles 7, if my people call by my name will humble themselves and pray. So we are and seeking his face to heal our land, bless our land, and to prosper our land. So in that context then, I just want to speak a few more thoughts in the heavenlies. Part of it is us discussing and elucidating and sharing from Scripture. But part of it is a declarative statement to powers and principalities. The church is the designated authority to address powers and principalities. Believers as a community, and under the covering of the community called the Church of Jesus Christ, you can do certain things. But I don't believe that much in lone rangering things. That's a little bit of shaking. But under the covering of the Church of Jesus Christ, God, Jesus said, this is my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. So that's why we as a community of faith together, corporate prayer, say corporate. So this is a corporate fast. We are fasting and we are praying. And I want to tell you, we have seen the most amazing breakthroughs and healings. And even this week, that little baby's heart being healed and being blessed and that little life being sustained was one of the supernatural works of God. And there are several other things we are praying for. Some the families prefer for us not to talk in a public way about some of the intercessory burdens. But believe me, we are already focusing on certain miracles, breakthroughs we are asking God for. So it is important. Sometimes we will be released by the family to share with you, but sometimes we can't release every information. But believe me, each one is a major. It would mean so much for the family and for us all to see the breakthroughs. Whether someone is battling like a family, did not stand alone. We had a picture of that little baby with the cassette or whatever player. Was it CD player? Huh? MP3 player. Playing our Healing from on High CD hour after hour. And that little baby in each shoes. And they were playing it. And so that baby will have that whole CD memorized by the time it starts speaking. Glory to God. If it talks like me, it's going to be freaky. But anyway. yesterday was the National Prayer Breakfast. And Bonnie and I had the privilege of being at the several National Prayer Breakfasts and being with some presidents there. And it's a fun event. And there was some Hollywood people. It's terrible. You notice some of the Hollywood people and all of that. I don't know why I remember that. But there was at one of the National Prayer Breakfasts, I saw the lady who was the wife something with Raymond. What was it? That TV, show. What was it called? Everybody Loves Raymond, right? So she's a believer. And she was at the breakfast. But as we were having breakfast, she was right there next to us, sitting, not with us, but with someone else. One of the greatest experiences I've had at the National Prayer Breakfast was when, many years ago, when we were invited to be at the breakfast when President Reagan was there. And at the end, he spontaneously, it wasn't planned, he stepped away from the podium, was walking out, and then he came back and raised his hand and said, "I want to bless you." And he spoke from Numbers 6, the Aaronic blessing. "The Lord bless you and keep you." And most of those guys didn't catch it. I said to Bonnie, I remember, we said, "Stand up, put your hands out." Because the president himself was speaking, releasing a blessing. "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you." So yesterday was the first National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. with President Trump. And we were there when George Bush's inaugural breakfast, the first prayer breakfast he had. But this was the first breakfast, National Prayer Breakfast, with President Trump. And by the way, one minor little thing, because the media is so crazy and has gone completely bananas. I thought they were slightly wacky, but now they're really way out there, and every little thing they pick and run with it. So they started making comments about even the jokes that the President Trump makes. So he was introduced. They didn't share this in their stories, but he was, as they brought him up, he was introduced by a man named Mark Burnett. And most Americans would not know who Mark Burnett is, but he is the husband of Roma Downey. Like, I'm known in many places as the husband of Bonnie Chavda. They really are a team, and they're committed believers. Now, some of you may not know who Roma Downey is, but she was one of the stars in a TV show some years ago called Touched by an Angel. How many of you remember Touched by an Angel? See, yeah. Well, how many of you remember Della Reese? She was there also in that. And Della Reese had a major influence on Roma Downey. Roma Downey was one of the younger stars. She just was starting out. And I don't know exactly whether it was... How many of you knew that Della Reese is a minister of the gospel? She is a pastor. She's... and that I think she was... I don't know whether she led Roma Downey to the Lord, but I know that she was a major influence, spiritual influence on Roma Downey. And Roma Downey calls Della Reese her spiritual mom and discipled her. So Della Reese is a very committed believer in the Lord. And now Roma Downey is... Her husband and her are a team that produces. Some of you may remember the TV series, The Bible. Did some of you see that, The Bible? Well, they were the producers of The Bible. Then there were, which was a 10-hour thing. Last year, there was the remake of Ben-Hur. Remember that? And they are the ones who produced it. So they are very committed believers. So Mark Burnett is her producer husband, and she is also a producer. But he is the one who introduced Donald Trump. And he is also the producer of The Apprentice. So Donald Trump knows him because he produced the show, The Apprentice. And that's why when Donald Trump he was joking, he said, at this prayer breakfast, we're going to pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger to have better, ratings. Better ratings. Because my ratings were better. And it was a joke, but they made it into some big thing. And the media is crazy, gone crazy. Anyway, I like to share some details about those kind of things. Sometimes it's fun. But all that to say, the major sayings right now is, and you see many hats worn now. If you wear them in certain areas, if you go to California wear this hat, you might get. So don't wear Make America Great Again cap in certain parts of California, you'll get beaten up. If you get on Berkeley and wear that, they'll guarantee they'll beat you up. But I want to make some comments just tonight on, we are asking the Lord to make America great again. And I want to ask tonight, and all this to give you a special scripture. that what makes a nation great? Is it its health care? Believe me, I was impressed by the health care. Now, a lot of people say negative things, but when I had to have surgery in England, they had some of the, they took care of me so well. And I blessed their health care. So, but it, is it health care that makes America great or a nation great? Is it its economy that makes a nation great? Or it used to be under Bismarck and those thinkers in those days in the late 1800s. Is it the military strength? What they would say part of the strength that of the British Empire was the Great Britain had the greatest navy in the world at that time, 100 years ago. And that made the empire great. Or is it its education? Germany, 150 years ago, 120 years ago, was considered the education center of the world. If you had a degree from a German university about 120 years ago or so, you were up there. What makes a nation great? Is it its factories? And let me give you the scripture from Psalm 33. If you look there, Psalm 33, verse 12. It said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So I'll give you the answer. What makes a nation great is their God the Lord, or is it something else? And for us, this is the answer. That's why you and us corporately, God's representative on earth is his believing church. And the believing church is made up of a number of believers. So you, your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, your faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your faith is what makes this nation great. It's the believers. So we are saying, make America great again. It is not the presidents. Psalm 146, verse 3 says, "It's vain to trust in kings or presidents." I would say, for us, we don't have kings, we have presidents. And so whether the president was President Clinton or President Bush 1 or Bush 2 or President Obama or President Trump, they are not, I mean, they can help one way or the other, but in some areas. But the main key are the believers who believe. People, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. So today we are saying, Lord, we believe in you. You are the one who makes our nation great. And it's our committed belief in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our praise and worship raised up to him, our cry to him, our commitment to him. That is the key to making our nation great. And he is then the one who will bless our economy and make it great. By the way, I forgot to put France in there? Is it the food that makes a nation great? So we cannot forget this year. I believe it's an assignment from the Lord for us. Make America great again. But we know the key is our love, our honor, our worship, and thanksgiving to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So let us first be a godly nation, and then we'll become a great nation. So being a godly nation is the key to making a great nation with a great economy and with a great educational system, a great healthcare system. But that's not the key. Those things help, and they are signs of a healthy nation. By the way, I'm glad President Trump was up there at the National Prayer Breakfast. You will be impressed by the amazing humility and godliness of the Vice President, Mike Pence. If you meet him, that man, in all his, wherever he is, his first thing of his speech is always about his faith in Jesus Christ. I'm a committed believer. You around him, you will know he loves the Lord, and that's number one. And I'm glad he's right there in most pictures, standing right, even in the White House office. What's it called? The Oval Office, yeah. Sometime I want to be there. I did visit, by the way. I've been in there. I should have made it, whether it was really totally oval. I thought it was circular. But anyway. But he's always pictured, Mike Pence, standing right there. And it gives me, right by the side of the president, I'm glad the president is a great businessman. But he said, he was right in the middle of the big billionaire lifestyle. But Mike Pence is there, right there. I said, I'm grateful for that. And yet, this whole thing of the, they have made, the media is, it is so crazy, except for a few places, there is a plethora of fake news. They have that idea. And it is, so much of it is fake. And they made an issue by that joke. That's why I mentioned that. He was joking and teasing Mark Burnett and saying, hope your ratings go up. When I was there, and he was just, that's how people talk when they are relaxed and joke about things. And you need some light-hearted comments. But this whole immigration thing, have you noticed that millions of people want to, their first, if they can come anywhere, they will come to America first. Why is that? Because America is really, and we need to realize that and teach our children, that America is still the greatest place on earth to live. And we are part of the reason is we have had great freedoms. Since 1777, since we had the conclusion that the Revolutionary War is over and we were free from Britain, we have been free. But so this tremendous amount of vituperation and hate and all that, it creates the Bible often touches, you will eat the fruit of your lips. So we train ourselves to speak pleasant things. And I get bothered when people, you know, sometimes they get attacked by depression, all that. But it is important what you say and what you speak. And when these people collectively just continuously pour hatred upon America, we have to have the antidote. That's why I want to say, since we live here, we are going to pour blessing on America. We are going to pour love, because this is the land we live in. This is the place where all my four children live. I know your children also. I want them to be blessed and live in a blessed place, not in a place where there are rivers of hate. Some of you may have heard, several days ago there was a march of a whole bunch of women wearing strange hats. I don't know how many of you saw that. With Nancy, what's it? Ashley Judd saying the craziest thing. And it was just vile, poison. And the atmosphere then is filled with that. And it is important that we not react negatively, but pour blessing on America, pour healing on America, and with our praise and worship, call down the glory of the Lord in every corner of America. So what we do is release worship and praise and thanksgiving, and make sure that this is the year of praise and thanksgiving as never before. We're going to pour out during watching and praying, during our services. It's important for us to come together in a committed way and bless the Lord, bless His name, and bless the atmosphere over every city as never before. You see the negative things. Even last night I watched a free home. I just had the TV on, and there was all this rioting in California and just the yuck stuff being poured out. I said, this is insanity. And I started laughing. It's so ridiculous. And there is very little reason for them to pour the stuff out. And we have to do spiritual warfare. So as this is being poured out, now more than ever, we have to release the weapons, spiritual weapons, where we release praise and worship. We bind in the through praise and worship, but also specifically, we want to bind the spirits of darkness, of hate, of violence. Some of you guys, I was so proud, went out on the streets just a few months ago. They wanted to set the city on fire. And suddenly God's mercy came down and His glory came upon, I believe in a special way, His shalom came upon our city. So we are in some ways veterans of seeing what can be done by the name of Jesus, by the power of His Holy Spirit. So may the Holy Spirit come down. So when we say we are praying for awakening, it's for a reason. It's where we cancel out the powers of darkness, that this poison, make America godly again. And therefore let God make America great again. So we bind the spirit of poison and the anti-American spirit, just because I want our children and grandchildren, part of the reason, I want to live in a good place, but I want my children to live in a happy place. From our birthing, and I want to just speak just a few more things than that, that from the birthing of this nation, from the time of the founding fathers, there were people, they had a love that was very supernatural for this nation. And The red stripes on the flag represent, for me, they represent the blood of Jesus, but they also represent the blood of men and women who have died to preserve the freedoms that we so enjoy. Just last week, there was another hero laid to rest, Navy SEAL William Ryan Owens. We send blessing and comfort for his wife and family. And he was just 36 years old. He was a Navy SEAL. And he was wounded severely fighting against Al-Qaeda in Yemen. But that's another hero who laid down his life to preserve in his heart the freedoms of America. He represented us. So we want to remember that when people burn the flag or people disdain the national anthem, to be great, I believe God wants us to be godly. There was a president very many years ago, a president of one of the small countries in South America, and he came and was a visit here, and he made a comment on one of the interviews, and he said, people basically came to South America primarily, originally, for gold. But the ones who came to the USA were for God. So there is a difference, those who came for God and those who came for gold. In 1620, the Pilgrims, a small band on a small boat, just think of it, 113 feet long and 26 feet wide, sailed from Europe and landed in the wintertime. And well, can you name the ship that they came on? Nancy, you get a Tootsie Roll today.
My grandchildren are 14 generations from the Mayflower.
Is that right? She said her grandchildren are 14 generations from. So were there some of your ancestors were there?
This is Archie's side.
Archie's side of family. Wow. Archie, who was a member here, and wonderful, treasured, Nancy's husband, wonderful man of God. He was in the Second World War, and he was in the Navy.
And the Korean War.
That's right. But three of Archie's ancestors were on the Mayflower. That's something. But they came, it says, when they landed, they declared, we have come for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. Specifically, they were unapologetic. This is the Christian faith. Let's say that together. Christian faith. Not the Buddhist faith or the Muslim faith. Christian faith. And sometimes they had, I think I've made spoken that one Thanksgiving was five kernels of corn. Sometime in the wintertime, they lived off of just five kernels of corn. I would have told them to go out hunting and hunt some deer. They could have harvested deer meat. Lots of deer. They were not carnal like me. By the way, one of the things that I loved about Neil Gorsuch, the new nominee for Supreme Court Justice, is he likes fly fishing and hunting. I said, any man who loves hunting and fishing is a good man. Anyway. And by the way, on December 13th, 58th of the Pilgrims, I mean, during the winter time, 44 died. 58 survived. And those 58 gathered with 80 Native Americans and had 3 days of Thanksgiving. And they were loaded with preaching, praying, and eating. So, by the way, public schools today teach our kids that Thanksgiving was when they thanked each other.
Oh, my goodness.
And we want, it's, they were thanking God. Lincoln said in 1863, "We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown." This was 1863. "But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. And we have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us." That was that time ago. Just think of the time we are in. Even Ben Franklin, who was not known to be that much of a praying man, but he says, "I have lived, sir, a long time. And the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of the truth that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without the notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain who build it." So, the first colony, Jamestown, Virginia, first community building that built was a church. It's the only building that was there with walls still standing today. The Puritans' first act at Plymouth Rock was to kneel, praise God, and dedicate the new colony. I've had a chance many years ago to stand on that spot at Plymouth Rock. When you read the writings, William Penn said, that when you read their writing, you see no doubt that God birthed America. 12 of the original 13 colonies incorporated the entire Ten Commandments into their civil and criminal codes. The first president, George Washington, took the oath of office and put his hand on what?
The Bible.
Christian Bible. Christian Bible. Amen.
And he kissed it and he added, "So help me God," at the end of the oath.
And that was his first official act.
Yes.
Was to kiss the Bible.
Yes.
And say, "So help me God." They opened the session of Congress in prayer. And who led those prayers? Chaplains. And what were they paid by? By the tax dollars paid the chaplains, by the way. There was no way that they felt like to keep God out of government. And in 1776, 11 of the 13 colonies required that one had to be a Christian to be eligible to run for political office. How about that? Wouldn't that be fun to institute that back in? I'm going to right, President Trump had said, they want to run for office, they got to be Christian. So, anyway, I could go on and on. But we see Numbers, Book of Judges is a great book where you see when people do dumb things and when a nation backslides, they can turn to God, turn back to God, and God always forgave and always restored. So we want to say, thank the Lord for its promise. If my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. So we are praying. Lord, thank you. Make America great again. By the key is, make America godly again. Therefore, one of the major keys I want to declare here is that we are the key to make America great again by turning afresh with revived faith and say, we are here to praise the Lord, to fill the atmosphere of this place, this region, with the most awesome praise and worship and thanksgiving, and say, fill this land, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. We are seeking his face and saying, make America great again, Lord. Thank you. We bless, we do pray for the new government. We pray for President Trump. We pray for Vice President Mike Pence. There are newspapers around led by satanic spirits. Even you might have seen on the Drudge Report where there are German newspapers on their cover with our president's face, with a target on him and things like that. We want to say we are releasing angels of God to protect our president, our vice president, to protect their families. We pray for the cabinet, every member of the cabinet. We pray for the new nominee for the Supreme Court. And we are blessing. We, the God of Israel, we bless Benjamin Netanyahu today in Israel. But we pray supernatural covering also for our nation, that no weapon formed against our president, Donald Trump, or Vice President Mike Pence can prosper. Confuse any dark forces that would pour hatred and division in our land, where we bind the spirit of violence and division and riot, and we release the Holy Spirit all across this land. You are welcome, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of peace. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. We release your kingdom, Lord. Let God arise. Let your enemies be scattered. Make America great again. Pour out your Holy Spirit and make America godly again. For the sake of our children and grandchildren, for the sake of your holy name, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Dennis, what are we going to sing? Hallelujah. Every praise. That requires, I think, if I may ask, let's stand.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.